What celebrities have you smashed?
I'm probably going to get some for this, but Lori Harvey.
Oh, Lori Harvey.
It wasn't like a smash, though. Like, it was like I was really, you know, I was really like fucking with her. She was really fucking with me. But she would Uber to like my place on the beach and, you know, come out with me and stay with me some nights.
Was it good?
Phenomenal. I'm not going to lie to you. And this is before she got like thin. I was fucking with thick Lori.
Mm.
Yeah. She wasn't thin like she is now. I prefer the old Lori, honestly.
Did you go raw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
She was very, very conscientious. I'm not gonna lie to you. One time, I was trying to be slick and get a video.
Right.
This girl was like so on it. Like,
she'd be looking around for a camera and everything.
Yo, she was so on it. Honestly, what ended up happening was I don't really know how to like leave people, so I always get left. I had someone that I was dealing with.
Right.
And I loved her. I really, 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 really like Lori, but I'm not the type of nigga to kind of like just fuck with someone because what they could do for me, because obviously that'd be lit, like, oh my God, but Lori Harvey. But I was very insecure too. Like, she told me like her ex was like Tyga and all this like crazy shit, all the things that she fucked with. I'm like, are you fucking with me? Like,
right.
I can't do shit for you. So I kind of like sabotaged it, but like purposely, because like I had something going on and I didn't know how to just like be real.
It was rumors about you and Sweetie.
Oh,
Sweetie's mother.
Mom. Trinidad.
Oh shit!
Did you smash Sweetie's mom?
Trinidad. I remember that. It's interesting. Her fucking husband ended up DMing me.
Mm. And
I hope you're happy. You ruined the family, and I made sure she had a great time.
Okay. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Oh,
what I'm trying to you serviced her.
I call it the Prince experience.
Now, Prince, you're well known from your season 2 on Love & Hip Hop Miami. During your time on Love & Hip Hop, you were best friends with Bobby Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Bobby. I actually interviewed him. He's been on the show a couple of times. What is your relationship with Bobby now?
Oh, that's my dog. His birthday's coming up. We're going to go to his dinner soon. It's gonna be a time.
Because I know y'all had a few situations where y'all had fell out.
Yeah, I wanted to whoop his ass more than a couple times.
Y'all ever got to a fight?
No, we didn't get there. We almost got a couple times. But the only time that's ever happened was on set, which obviously there's security there.
There were rumors about the two of you being involved in a relationship. Is there any truth to that rumor?
Yeah, of course I'm in a relationship with Bobby. That's my best friend.
I mean, like, they're saying, like, y'all were involved romantically.
No, never that. Bobby's always been my dog. A lot of people don't realize that, I mean, you probably know Bobby is a vibe. When Bobby comes around one, he's him, but it's contained.
Right.
He's a vibe. He brings girls around him, and I'm a promoter, so like,
right.
it was like a cheat code. And
he got
like,
all the celebrity girls too.
He got all the celebrity girls, but no, never that. Bobby's my best friend. I mean, like, I was just raised differently, you know. Just because he liked dick don't mean I got to.
Right,
you know,
right,
like,
right.
I hang with murderers, doctors, drug dealers, pimps, athletes.
Everybody, you're a people's champ.
I'm saying I'm not any of those, so
right.
Because he's gay, mean I got to be too.
How did you handle it when everyone was thinking you two had something going on?
It put me in depression. I'm not gonna lie to you. And then when I got basically booted off of Love & Hip Hop, man, I was in a funk. Like I was down. Like I was just like, damn, I came up from being this like broke little nigga, fucking stealing from Target. You know, I'm like the Fresh Prince of South Beach. I'm on Love & Hip Hop.
Right.
The VMA. Now all of a sudden it's just everything just gone. Motherfuckers calling me gay. Niggas that have no business jumping me.
That's fucked up, man. Yeah, like when you think about it. So how did the rumors get started? Like who pushed this narrative? Like how did this happen?
If I'm really, really, really being, if we go way back to it, honestly, it was Cat Stack started the rumor, actually.
Cat Stack? I remember Cat Stack from back in the day from going viral.
Cat.
She's the one that smashed
Stacks.
All the celebrities. Bro. She was before Selena Powell. Remember, Selena Powell kind of took the torch. We interviewed her a couple times. But Cat Stacks was the original. Well, Superhead was before her, but Cat Stacks was like one of them.
So my young promoter days, right? I used to be at Mansion all the time. This is when like my name was starting to like, people were starting to be like, okay, you know, this nigga Prince got some juice.
Right.
And she used to beg to like fuck with me. She wanted me to be her pimp. She wanted like to teach me the ways. And bro, I'm like this. I'm a square nigga. Like I'm a regular normal person. I just can't do this world. Like,
you wasn't trying to pimp and stuff.
I was, like, what? That's not even like, if that's what you do, you know what I'm saying? That's your money. That's your coochie. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you.
So, okay. So you wouldn't mess with her. So she got mad.
Yeah. So one day she came to the front of the club, made like a scene. And, you know, like a woman scorned, like I snapped. I guess I embarrassed her. And then that's when she started like making those fucking rumors about me.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then it was just kind of like, you know, it was kind of like there. And then when I got in love with hip hop and then I was just best friends with a whole flaming homosexual, it was just like, oh, no, nah, this nigga's got to be gay.
Wow. Man. Now, would you let a girl eat your ass, Prince?
He had his ass leaked.
But it's more so. It just depends. Like if she likes to do it.
So how you gonna do it? You
throw your legs back.
Oh my god. They said a guy's pants go up like this. They said
do you just throw the legs back like this, or do you bend over and spread it?
I don't let.
Spread it out, butter.
So wait. So
what's the best way?
Now hold on. Let me talk about this. So do you like lay on your back or how do you do it?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, how you do it?
Yeah, how I go. I really only had like two girlfriends really like do that shit.
So she did it like at least a couple times.
Did you moan? Did
you go? You know what I'm saying? I know she likes to do it because she keeps doing it. So you know, do your thing. It doesn't make me like harder or softer. It just, you know,
so she put the tongue in the ass.
Nah, she don't do that. But she like, you know, like she
rimmed it. She rimmed it. Oh my god.
So like rammed it.
I like it when it's rammed.
I tell her like, hey, don't get, you know what I'm saying, don't get too friendly back there. But you know, like, I'll never request my girl. I'll never be like, hey, baby, will you eat my ass? Because it's not my thing. Yo, you
and
can
look,
suck
I would
my
call
balls,
my
you can lick the gooch. I love that shit. The ass is not, you know, it's not really my thing. But I mean, if you want to do it, you feeling adventurous, do you think, you little freak?
What celebrities have you smashed? Because you've been in the industry a lot, man. You've been out here in Miami. You've been on VH1, Love & Hip Hop. I always see you around a lot of celebrity girls on your Instagram. Have you smashed any of them?
I'm probably going to get some shit for this, but Lori Harvey.
Oh, Lori Harvey.
It wasn't like a smash though. Like it was like, I was really, you know, I was really like fucking with her. She was really fucking with me. But she would Uber to like my place on the beach and, you know, come out with me and stay with me some nights.
Was it good?
Phenomenal. I'm not going to lie to you. And this is before she got like thin. I was fucking with thick Lori.
Mm.
Yeah. She wasn't thin like she is now. I prefer the old Lori, honestly.
Did you go raw?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit! Oh,
shit! She was very, very conscientious. I'm not going to lie to you. One time, I was trying to be slick and get a video.
Right.
This girl was, like, so on it. Like,
she'd be looking around for a camera and everything.
Yo, she was so on it. Honestly, what ended up happening was I don't really know how to, like, leave people, so I always get left. I had someone that I was dealing with,
right,
and I loved her, but I really, 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 really liked Lori, but I'm not the type of nigga to kind of like just fuck with someone because what they could do for me, because obviously that'd be lit, like, oh my god, I'm fucking with Lori Harvey, but I was very insecure too. Like, she told me like her ex was like Tyga and all this like crazy shit, all the niggas that she fucked with. I'm like, nigga, you fucking with me? Like,
right.
I can't do shit for you. So I kind of like sabotage it, but like purposely, because like I had something going on and I didn't know how to just like be real.
It was rumors about you and Sweetie.
Oh.
Sweetie's mother.
Mom. Trinidad.
Oh shit. Did you smash Sweetie's mom?
Trinidad. I remember that. It's interesting. Her fucking husband ended up DMing me.
Hmm.
I hope you're happy. You ruined the family. I made sure she had a great time.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
You serviced her.
I call it the Prince experience.
What exactly, for the people that don't know, what exactly happened between you and Tory Lanez? Why did Tory Lanez jump you?
Well, it was actually about a record. I made a song back in like March, and I remember the exact date because I don't know if you ever heard of 2K Pool Party, but we would go to 2K Pool Party all the time. So I dropped the record. I was just like, yeah, this is gonna be lit. And like 9 months later, Tory dropped a record with the same exact beat. same exact beat.
Did you buy that beat?
The beat was made for me by like a producer. But we do record the same, you know, studios and shit like that. So
damn. So
and I was promoting the song. Obviously, this was in March. He dropped the song like November.
What was the song?
The Jerry Springer song. The T-Pain sample. So obviously, like, I can't get T-Pain sample cleared. It wasn't even a big deal. Whatever, Tory used it. I thought maybe he got inspo. I was like, oh shit. Like, he heard my shit. I was just like, oh, okay, I can make it sound better. I'm gonna use it. I was like in awe. I was just like, damn, Tory's, you know, that's lit. I was never really mad. My issue, and I don't even understand how it became his issue. My issue was all the DJs that I was cool with wasn't playing my record. Mind you, these are the same niggas that, like, I brought their ugly fucking girls in the club. In the eye of the beholder. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But I'm saying in terms of the club.
Right.
I took their girls. I'm getting their niggas in for free. You know.
Right. You're looking out. Yeah.
Favors. I've done the favors. So I'm like, these niggas aren't playing my record. I'm just like, at first they told me, hey, Prince, you know, it's dope, but this isn't a record for the club. So I just ate that up. I'm like, okay, cool. Then Tory's record drops and y'all niggas don't play that shit. I'm just like, play my shit, nigga. You can play 30 seconds of me and then run his shit.
Right.
So everyone that I was cool with wasn't playing my shit. So I started like popping my shit on Instagram, you know, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I don't know if his side, I don't know what the fuck they thought about it, but I ended up getting reached out to by Uno, who at the time was, I don't know if it was his manager or his A&R. So we had like a 45-minute conversation, and it was heated. It was heated at first, but then towards the end of the conversation, you know, I understood his side, and he understood my side, so he just asked me to take something down. He was like, yo, just take this down, because it's kind of like insinuating that we stole the record from you. I'm like, okay, I got you, because that's not even what I'm getting at right now, my issues with the DJs. Took it down. I went on live, and I explicitly stated, I said, I have no issue with Tory or Tory's team or his production team. My issue was with the DJs in Miami not playing my shit.
Right.
Right? So I'm thinking, you know, shit's cool. That same night, I go to Liv, and that's when I end up getting, like, jumped. Like, they called me over to his table. Like, my boss at the time came over to me, and he was just like, yo, Prince, Tory wants to talk to you. Is everything cool? And I'm like, yeah, as far as I know, like, I spoke to Uno, you know, shit's cool. I walk over, I go to, you know, extend my hand, I'm like, hey, what's up, Tory? And he just went back, like, hey, what the fuck was you thinking, nigga? And then just swung, and then the you know, the jumping ensued.
Wow.
The next day.
So you walked over to shake Tory Lane's hands, and he just swung on you.
Yeah. Oh, shit! Oh, shit! I don't know if you see the video, you look close, I go.
So what you do, you, like, kind of slant it?
Nah, it wasn't shit I could do. I just kept going back into the corner. I saw the horde coming towards me, and I just, all you can do is brace yourself, right?
Right.
Protect the face. Yeah, so yeah, just, yeah. Protect the face. So it happened, you know, whatever. I popped my little shit. The next day, we met up. The very next night, him and I met up. He apologized. He said he was going to, you know, send me X amount of money. He told me, send me a couple records. He's like, I can't promise to get on it, but I'll connect you with the people that, you know, your lane of music. I was like, okay, cool, you know. A couple weeks went by. I'm still walking around with, like, a tooth, like, hanging loose. This nigga's, like, you know, on private jets.
Right.
Fucking women touring, getting money. And I'm, like, stuck in the house, like, embarrassing shit. So that's when we went to, like, you know, the Cochran firm, and then we sued.
Oh, so you pressed charges against him?
No, I ain't pressed charges. I never called the cops.
Oh, so you sued him financially?
Yeah, sued him.
How much did you sue him for?
Well, we were asking for $1 million. But damn, that was just to be petty.
Right.
For one tooth?
It wasn't just a tooth. It was the embarrassment. You know,
it's the whole thing. I'm not just a regular civilian. Emotional distress. Yeah.
Some stress. I was in blogs that, like, they were trying me as if I was no one. It wasn't like Prince from Love and Hip Hop. It was just like, oh, Tory Lanez jumps Miami Man. It was just like, damn, like, you're not even gonna, like,
right. So what happened? So what happened with the suit?
So what ended up happening was years later. 3 years after the whole thing happens, you know, I live in Brickell. Tory lived in Brickell. And my barber actually lived in his building. I would go there every Friday to get a cut, and I never bumped into this nigga. One day I bump into this nigga, and mind you, I'm like, I'm in the gym. I'm like almost 200 pounds. I'm swole.
Right.
So the first time we bumped into each other, we exchanged words, and I just walked over. I'm like, nigga, like, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, we had to say, but you could tell, like, he wanted to have a conversation. I wanted to have a conversation. It wasn't really like we wanted to fight each other. which is kind of crazy because like one of the things that he had said to me was like, nigga, I don't fight, I shoot. And this was in the midst of the whole fucking
Megan.
Yeah, the whole little situation. And I thought that was kind of like, well, I was like, nigga, what if I was just like recording you guys? You
know? Right, right.
But so anyways, I ended up bumping into him again in Publix. And that's when we had a civil conversation. You know, he was just like, yo, bro, like, you know, I was wrong. You know, I apologize. I'm going to get you that money that I said I was going to get you. Da 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 da. And so, like, I canceled the suit, which my fucking lawyer is still on my head about that. Like, he is pissed, but he don't understand, I guess, politics. And he doesn't understand, like, you know, like, I'm actually out here. I don't have security. I'm, you know, walking about every day. I'm not trying to just get, like, you know, clunked.
Right.
Fucking walking.
Yeah.
So... him and I settled, you know, and we're actually cool. You know, unfortunately, he's in a situation that he's in, but we, you know, we squashed it. He paid me cash. I pulled up, and we were actually talking about, like, you know, opening a couple businesses together, to be honest with you.
How much did he give you?
You know, it was a good amount. It was a good amount.
Good amount, okay.
It was a good amount. It was what he said he was going to give me plus a little bit more, you know.
Right.
So that was cool. That was real of him.
So you settled out of court, and mm-hmm. everything is cool now.
Yeah, everything's cool.
So what do you think about his legal situation, man? You think he should be locked up right now for what went down with Megan Thee Stallion? You think he guilty? You think he did that shit?
See, this sucks because it's like, although, you know, I have like the image that I have and I've been portrayed how I've been portrayed. Like I've been raised by women. I have five sisters. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a girl's guy. At the same time, I've been in the system, and like I don't wish that shit on no one. If there was anything else that he could do to kind of like pay as like restitution, as an apology, give up his fame, give up his status, give up his accolades, like something, you know, I would rather that for him than have to go and do 10 years in prison. Not right. Jail, not a detention center, not county.
Prison's better than jail, baby.
No, it's not. Feds. I don't know who told y'all that. Better. Feds is better. Yeah. Prison is not.
Terrible,
you
actually.
Will yeah, get raped, stabbed. That shit is not, you know what I'm saying? So, not that I've been to prison, but I've been to jail and that shit ain't the vibe. Yeah. So, you know, I don't wish that on back. Him. And me and Tori have had like some fucking issues. The nigga done definitely tried me. You know, we got past it and we were gonna open some business together. But even still with the shit that he's done to me and the shit that I know about him, I don't wish it on him. Now unless he just sat there and fucking took out a gun and said, bitch, bam, you know, which none of us know. You know, that's a different story. But like with the circumstances surrounding what's going on. You know, I don't wish prison on no one. And I feel for Meg too as well. Don't get me wrong. Like I wasn't there. I don't know what she experienced. I know what she said, and I have to take that at face value. But I'm also in the same boat. I'm also the victim of, you know, a woman being vindictive and trying to just like jam me up because she was scorned. Not saying that that's what she did, but it's just kind of like hard to pass judgment because I've been
on both sides.
I've been on both sides.
So do you think Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion? If you had to answer yes or no, what
if
answer
I had
would
to
you
answer
do?
With everything that I know, that I've seen, that I've read, you know, I'm out here. I know the people that are close to him, the people that would know, like, his most intimate secrets. Like, I know the women that he lays with, you know, like, I don't think it happened like how it was portrayed that it happened and that landed him with the amount of time that it landed him.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe something happened.
Right.
Nothing ain't just happened.
Raise your hand if you think Tory Lanez guilty. Raise your hand.
I stand with Megan.
So both of y'all stand with Megan. Raise your hand if you think Tory Lanez innocent. She raised her hand, huh?
I didn't keep up with it, so that's why I can't accurately, like, you know, like, state anything. But just from what I've seen, I know something clearly occurred. And someone, and it just looks kind of weird, you know? Like, you got the girl who's supposed to be a witness for the prosecution, having her, you know, defense paid for by the defendant, and, you know, there's like a lot of little weird, like, side-eyed shit, like, Nick, you know, what the fuck? It's like, but it's still kind of like circumstantial, you know?
Right.
But there was fragments in this woman's foot, so something clearly occurred.
But you would say that you think Tory Lanez has a temper?
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah, he for sure has like short man syndrome. He's cool as fuck, but that nigga's aggressive.
Right.
Yeah, he's aggressive. Which is crazy because he's cool as fuck. I've known Tory since fucking, what's that first song he came out with? I've known him since before he had like Say It. I know some of his other songs. You talking how we met before this. Girl, I must have slept on you like that. I know that, right. Tory, like back then, like when he was taking like $500 bookings, I was begging my bosses to book him. I'd be like, yo, book Tory, please.
Wow, so you knew him back yeah. in the day. Okay.
I have pictures with his like cousins with me at Mansion.
That's why you was probably surprised
I
when he
was shocked
like,
and pissed
up on
and livid
you.
And like, just like, huh?
Did you
me?
Like, did you want to like hit him back or you just.
There was no opportunity to. There was no. I replay the situation in my mind all the time. Like, could I even have gotten a swing? There was no opportunity to. Like, he came over, he missed, jumped over, and everyone just followed. There was no time to like get one, like back up. Nah, it was just kind of like.
You just came, yeah.
Yeah, like.
So, I like, but. Like, yeah, but like if there was an opportunity, would you have punched him back?
I am a fighting ass nigga. You ain't seen the clips of me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So will there be any music with Tory, you think? I want to see a Tory Lanez Prince feature.
That'd be fire. I mean, just for me personally and like my own life goals, be like, wow.
That'd be lit as fuck. Well, and speaking of your music, man, what's on the horizon for your music?
Oh, we got some shit in the works. You know, I have new management, you know, working on some things for me. We've been working on some records, trying to get me out of like my comfort zone, trying to get some more records that we know could really like go, maybe get me like Rolling Loud or something like that.
Can we play a snippet of a new record? What's y'all down to hear a new record?
Yeah, come on, let's
hear it. All right, turn up.
Turn up.
All right, let's play a snippet of the new record.
Hey, yo, Brian, why you do that? Woke up in the AM waist, got this pistol in my place. Woke up with no makeup and this bitch don't look the same. Saint Laurent dress hanging off the corner of my bed frame. She asked me what my plans. I said, Uber's on the way. She said,
damn, Pia can't stay.
I said, nah, scan too late. Got another bitch in the lobby. Yeah, she went and take your place. Got another one keep calling, but her nigga share location. Got another one keep coming, cause she like the way I taste. I'ma play this one, gon' play. Play. I just hit up being pace. She love the way I taste.
Hey, cut it, cut it. Hey, round of applause
for
Prince.
Perfect for this episode. Hey. She love the way he tastes. Oh, yeah, he definitely got that booty hole.
Hey, that's lit.
Hold up now.
Face down, ass up.
That's like
it. Hey, you know, hey, you can't judge nobody in their sexual proclivities, you know what I'm saying?
When I first got my ass licked, my ass was in the air, too.
Yeah,
for
real. No, my ass was in the air, you know? I don't do that, you know?
Before we get out of here, man, what is one thing you want to tell all your fans?
You know, one thing I want to say is that I love you motherfuckers, but I hate y'all. But I love y'all. I have been hearing that. Do support me and, you know, pray for my peace and wish me, you know, abundance and all that good all right. shit. But no, man, just, you know, I'm just out here trying to be great, man. You know, like, I'm just trying to live my truth, tell my story, just be who I am and figure my shit out, you know? Like, I don't know what perception people have of me or who they think I am, but I'm just a young nigga trying to be great.
Right. That's facts, man. And I want to say, man, I'm really proud of you. And before we get out of here, I got to ask y'all, where we at?
We in Miami!
We